Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we're introduced to the Isser of Chazara on Shabbos. What that means is as follows. We know that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's one of the Lamedes Malachis. What if the food is already cooked? It's on the fire. You want to take some out on Friday night. You want to take some chalent. You want to take some food out from the pot. And after taking some food out of the pot, you want to return that pot to the fire on Shabbos to continue to keep its heat intact. The halacha is that it's usher to do this unless specific conditions are met. Now, what's the reason why chazara is usher unless you have the conditions outlined in Shulchan Aruch? This is a machlokes rishonim. Many rishonim hold that the reason why chazara, returning the pot to the fire on Shabbos, is usher is because mechsi kemevashel, it looks like you're cooking for the first time. It looks like you're cooking for the first time, so even though it's already cooked and you already had this on the fire from before Shabbos, and all you're doing is returning to its original spot, since it might look like you're cooking for the first time, which would be a violation of Bishul, we therefore say you can't return it unless specific conditions are met, which make it clear to the onlooker and to yourself that this is only a continuation of the first cooking. It's not a new bishul, which would be usur. All you're doing is continuing the old cooking, which was permissible because it was initiated before Shabbos. So that's the outline of chazara on Shabbos. Now, what are the conditions of chazara? So number one, you have to have a blech. You have to have a blech. You have to have some type of way of covering the fire and mitigating the concern that you'll adjust the flame, stoke the coals. So there has to be some type of visual reminder that you can't touch the fire. And that's condition number one, gorufakotim. It has to be some type of blech. Number two, the food has to already be fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, then when you return it on Shabbos, you're going to be violating the melacha deraisa of Bishul. So certainly the food has to be fully cooked. The food should also be still warm. Once it cooled down, then you're going to have a problem of midrabanan returning the food to the fire on Shabbos. So number one, the food should be A, with a blech, B, fully cooked, C, still warm from the first cooking, D, the pot has to still be in your hand, uydai biyadai, and E, the fifth condition is, it has to be daitoi lachze. When you took it off the fire, your intent had to have been to subsequently return it. Okay? Now, I want to talk about a very interesting halacha, but before I get there, I just want to point out something that Rav Moshe highlights, and that is that when we say that one of the conditions of chazar is that it has to still be in your hand, Rav Moshe paskins, and this is halacha lemaisa, it doesn't have to be literally in your hand, even if you put it down on the counter and you want to dole out some chalent or some food from the pot, as long as you didn't completely lose your grip from the pot, it's still considered oyde biyode, and you could return it to the fire on Shabbos as long as the other conditions are met. So the condition of oyde biyode, that the pot has to still be in your hand, doesn't mean necessarily that it has to be literally in the air being held by you, but as long as you still have some type of grip on it, it's considered oyde biyode. Okay? That's number one. Now, I want to point out something extremely important. Included in the general prohibition of chazara on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to return something on Shabbos unless you have these conditions, which basically make it clear that it's only a continuation of the first bishul. So if it's oydei biyadai, daitei lachze, these things indicate that all you're doing is continuing the first act of cooking, which was permissible because it was initiated before Shabbos. So only then it's moter. But if you don't have the conditions of chazara, it's aser midrabanan to return food to the fire on Shabbos because it looks like you're cooking for the first time on Shabbos, which would be usher. So it's mechsi kemevashel. There's another corollary of this halacha, and that's the following halacha. What if you're not returning the food to the fire on Shabbos? What if the food was cooked before Shabbos and it's in the fridge? You have kugel that was 100% cooked from before Shabbos and it's in the fridge. It's cold. On Shabbos morning, you want to heat it up. You decide you want that kugel to be served at the meal. So I want to put it on the fire. I want to reheat it. Now, it's not a violation of Bishul to reheat it, because when it comes to solid foods, we paskin ein bishul acher bishul. Once it's already been cooked once, there's no violation of bishul to recook it. So I wanted to reheat it. It's not going to be bishul because ein bishul acher bishul. So I want to put it back on the fire and heat it up. The halacha is you're not allowed to put it directly on the fire or directly on the blech on Shabbos because of this prohibition of chazara. It's called nesina lechatchila. When you put it on the fire to heat up on Shabbos, so even though it's been fully cooked already, it looks like you're cooking. It's mechzik mevashel. And therefore we say you can't put it directly on the fire because it's mechzik mevashel. It looks like you're cooking. And that's why, as we know, there is a way to heat it up on Shabbos. And that is you take the kugel from the fridge or whatever other food that's already been cooked, and you put it on a different pot that's cooking, that's already on the fire or on the blech, and then it's mutter. So if let's say you have a chalon pot, and you want to put this kugel on the chalon pot to heat up, since it's not directly being placed on the fire, it's mutter. Why? Because then it's not mechzik mevashel. It doesn't look like you're cooking. You're doing it in an irregular way. You're putting it on a different pot that has food cooking inside, and that's not the normal way of cooking, so therefore it's mutter. The question is like this: how far does this halacha of nesina lechatchila extend? So Rav Moshe has the following psak, which is a very, very useful psak halacha l'maisa. Rav Moshe says that if let's say a person has an electric hot plate, since the electric hot plate is not normally used for cooking, it's just used for heating up, keeping warm, but it's not used for cooking, as long as there's no adjustable temperatures in this hot plate, it's just a one temperature setting in this hot plate, it's mutter even lechatchila to take food that was already cooked before Shabbos, let's say something from the fridge, kugel that's already been cooked, and put it directly on the hot plate, even without a blech on Shabbos. Why? Because since the whole concept of chazara and nesina lechatchila is mechzik mevasha, looks like you're cooking, so as long as it doesn't look like you're cooking, because you're putting it on something that's not the conventional way of cooking, just the way of keeping warm, like electric hot plate, and there's no adjustable setting, so it's clear that it's not a cooking type of product. It's mutter lechatchila to do this on Shabbos. If it's an adjustable type of hot plate, which can be used to make it hotter and colder, and it definitely heats it past Yad Sayledis by, it's going to be a problem unless you have a blech, and etc., and you have to make sure you have conditions of chazara. But conceptually, as long as you don't have this adjustable hot plate, it's mutter lechatchila to put something that was already cooked before Shabbos onto the hot plate on Shabbos. This is very pertinent to warming drawers. So many people have warming drawers in contemporary society as it relates to warming things on Shabbos. Now, let's say you want to use the warming drawer on Shabbos. So if the warming drawer doesn't get to Yad Zayledis by, then l'chayr, it should be mutter. It should be mutter because you're not anyways doing something that is going to cook it. It can't cook it. It doesn't reach Yad Zayledis by, which is, past 110 degrees Fahrenheit. If it does get to Yad Zayledis by, which many of them do, so the question is it mutter to use this on Shabbos? Does this have the heter of Rav Moshe? So if you have a warming drawer that's a non-adjustable warming drawer, that means it doesn't have temperature settings where you could adjust it, so even if it reaches Yad Zayledis by, according to Rav Moshe, ostensibly, it should be mutter even lechatchila to take the kugel that's already been cooked before Shabbos from the fridge or something else that's cooked and put it directly in the warming drawer on Shabbos, as long as you don't have an additional problem of, something turning off or turning on in terms of the electrical circuit, as long as you make sure that nothing happens besides chazara. So then it would be mutter to take something that's already been cooked, put it in the warming drawer because it doesn't have settings, and therefore it's not derech bishul, it has the same heter of the electric hot plate. However, if it has settings, then seemingly this should be a problem, because just like Rav Moshe wasn't maker when it comes to electric hot plates that have settings that you could adjust, so too when it comes to warming drawers. Now, some want to argue that maybe everyone would agree, or Rav Moshe would hold, that even if it has settings when it comes to a warming drawer, it's clear that it's not meant for cooking, so maybe he would be makel even though you could adjust it. But that's not seemingly the advisable way to go, because Rav Moshe, in his lenient approach, only was makel if there's no adjustable settings. So if there is the adjustable settings, then you would have to be concerned as Ramosha is when it comes to electrical hot plates that have a setting that you could adjust the temperature with. Be that as it may, at least if it doesn't have settings that you could adjust and make hotter and colder, it would be mutter, even l'chadchila, to place something already cooked from before Shabbos into the warming drawer on Shabbos.